And the next one is my new single with Neo. Let me think what your favorite track is so far. The hashtag ASOT937. Of my single with Neo that dropped last week as the big single from my new album Balance. I'm super excited to work with this guy. It was a long process to find a harmony between our two worlds, but we managed to make it work, and it was incredible because I learned so much from this guy. It really reminds me of you know, some of Michael Jackson's best work and stuff.
I didn't see this coming, but I love it, man.
You like it?
Really good.
What is your you heard the entire album, be honest.
I have to be honest,
be blunt.
I think the one that you did with BT is so catchy, that's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
I mean, it was said last Thursday as well. Like, it's a little bit too early to see which one is my favorite.
Okay.
Because ask it again in a year, maybe. Because then you have memories with the tracks, you know? So you know, like, when you drop it yourself as a DJ at a festival, or when I hear you play it at Tomorrowland, whatever. So the memories still have to come. But so far, BT.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my I feel vulnerable. I feel weak. I'm so super nervous to present. Well, because, you know, it's your personal work. It comes straight from your heart. Mm-hmm. These are 28 songs, 28 little presents. But I know that I've veered out of the trance scene a little bit. But also, I try to hold on to it. So try finding that balance between you know, pleasing my older fans, because you know, I do this radio show every week and it's my heart, it's my soul, and I will always come back home to trance. But as an artist, I feel the need to experiment, to you know, to step outside the safe zone. Because with all due respect for trance, I love it, but some of it is pretty formulaic. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, if you have a make a track that is structured the same way every time, and if you've been doing this for 20 years, it's,
Where's the fun? You know,
exactly.
You need to
and it's not to explain myself, it's more like, you know, that's the reason behind balance, because I love my fans and they're very dear to me, and everybody watching, you know, out there, and I read all the criticism. And, and part of it is absolutely true. And I'm not going to fight it, but this is who I am. Armin van Buuren is a trance guy that likes to experiment with other styles. So hence the title Balance. If you don't like all the pop EDM down-tempo stuff, fine. Throw those tracks away and you still have roughly 14 good trance tracks, right?
100%.